This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
See Sparky Pfeiffer with you. Charlie Usen, other side of the glass, doing his thing. We are having some issues with our phone lines currently, so we're going to see if this is going to work with Eric Name. I am not guaranteeing you it's going to work one way or the other, but we're going to see if this works or not. We're going to pot up Eric Name and see if this works. Eric, how are we doing, my friend?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, it works. Yay!
Sounds good to me.
All right, good. I didn't want to miss Eric Name. Okay, so in the first segment, we were asking, how concerned are you about the latest Giannis injury? And I wasn't asking for numbers, but people started responding with 10 if it's April, but it's not April, so we'll give it 6 or whatever. I said 8. And the reason I said 8 is this seems just like the playoffs last year. I mean, I know hamstrings can be a thing that people fight with their whole careers. Is that kind of what's going on with this calf strain thing for Giannis?
I don't know if it's career-long kind of injury. I just think it's something that's popped up again, and I think it's a situation where hopefully the Bucks have learned a little bit. You know, when I brought that up to Doc Rivers, he was like, oh, well, I thought we were pretty cautious last year. And yeah, that might be true, but they still got themselves into a spot last year where Giannis couldn't play in the playoffs. And I thought the most important kind of takeaway from Doc Rivers was Giannis is very aware that he hasn't played in the last two postseasons. And that to me is everything, right? Like, that's the whole thing. Giannis is sick of this. Like, he is sick of not being able to play in the playoffs. He knows what he can do once he gets to the playoffs. So he needs to find his way there. So I think if you get to the spot where, you know, you're thinking about doing a game time decision on a calf that's a little bit tight, I think Giannis now is mature enough, let's say, that like he can at least know, like, I am this person that goes as hard as humanly possible every second I'm out on the floor. I want to play as many games as humanly possible. Like, I want to do all these things. But also, if I do that, all of a sudden, I can't play in the playoffs. And the playoffs are the only thing that anyone cares about, right? Like, people talk about the Bucks and the way that they've come up short the last three seasons. And you know what doesn't get mentioned? That second sentence where it's like, well, Chris Middleton was actually out for that playoffs. Well, Giannis was actually out for that playoffs. Well, Giannis was actually out for that.
That's right.
It doesn't get mentioned. It's just the Bucks keep coming up short. And then you have all of the narratives. That's why Giannis should leave. That's this. That's that. Well, Giannis hasn't played the last two playoffs. And when he does play in the playoffs, he's the best player on the floor in every single series. So I think to me, that's where it's like, I don't know if I have a number for it, but I think that's why it goes lower, because to me, if anything, it shows like some growth, like where they're not forcing him out there, or even potentially himself. He's not forcing himself out there. He's not forcing himself to play through this, when in reality, I don't know what the Bucks are going to end up, but I mean, it doesn't seem like they're going to be the first seed. Doesn't seem like they're going to be the second seed. Maybe not even the third seed. So this is the lot that the Bucks have chosen this season with their terrible start to the season, with their inconsistency night to night. Like, this is their lot in life. So if they're going to be the 4 seed, 5 seed, 6 seed, whatever it is, you might as well be healthy.
Okay, so this is my question, Eric. Name, explain it. And I don't know if anybody's told you this or if you've asked, but like, what's worst case scenario? His calf is tight. It's game one of the first round of the Eastern Conference playoffs. It's tight. He knows it's tight. If this was the regular season, he'd be like, I can't play. But he says, you know what? Screw this. I'm always missing the playoffs. I'm gonna go out there. I'm gonna try and play through it. What's worst case scenario that happens injury-wise if he tries to play through it? Do we know what worst case scenario is if he plays through it?
No, I don't think so. I think that would just be speculating, guessing, because that's not really how like muscles work. Like even last year when it was like, oh, well, he's got a tight calf. If you have a tight calf, then all of a sudden you can tear your Achilles. It can happen, sure, but also he could just be walking down the street and he could tear his Achilles. Like, right. It's impossible to say the next domino that falls is this. So like, you just can't do that with the human body. So no, I couldn't tell you what is next, and I don't even know if a doctor could tell you what is next if he goes out there and plays on it.
You just wonder whether or not he's going to ignore it and try and play through it in the playoffs if it happens again. That's why I'm asking. Eric Name, Bucks beat writer for The Athletic. Follow him on Twitter at @Eric_Name. You and I not talked on the radio since the trade deadline has come and gone. We've seen Kyle Kuzma now for a couple of games. You can see kind of what the Bucks like probably with Kyle Kuzma and kind of what he adds to things. Dame Lillard talking after the game about Kuzma asking him a lot of questions, where he wants him to be and so forth. Your early impressions on Kyle Kuzma, Eric Name?
I think Kyle Kuzma understands that he was in a really bad basketball situation for the last 4 seasons. Mm-hmm. Obviously, at the start, it wasn't by his choosing. He got traded to the Washington Wizards, and then he decided to re-up for the Washington Wizards and make some more money, which is his right. But I do think what is clear to me through, I don't even know what, we're 4 days into the Kyle Kuzma era, to this point, I think it's very clear to me that he understands that he was in a bad basketball situation. He's now in a good basketball situation. And when you're making that change, you are going to be very cognizant of the things that you do out on the floor and the things that you do in the locker room and how you can try to endear yourself to your new teammates, because that is going to be the most important thing, right? Like, you have to get comfortable with them at first. You have to get them comfortable with you. And then we can start potentially seeing like all of the great things that can happen, right? Like that. And I think, to me, you know, one of the first things we asked him about was like, hey, you haven't been a particularly good 3-point shooter your whole career. What do you say about that? And he's like, well, I don't know if the percentages really tell you how good I am, because I've been taking a lot of contested shots. I've been doing a lot of these things that you ask of a number one option. And I agree with all of that. But also I do understand that he needs to be the number three option on the Milwaukee Bucks. And if I know anything about the Milwaukee market, if you are asked to be the number three option on the Milwaukee Bucks, there's a very high standard. And it doesn't matter if you're true. Drew Holiday, and it doesn't matter if you're Chris Middleton.
Yep.
Because if you're the third option, that means you need to be wildly efficient. That means you can never miss any open shots. That means you have to be able to create in tough situations. And again, I'm not saying that's fair or unfair. Over the years, I've often said that's an unfair thing to ask of a number two or a number three options. These guys are not superstars. They're just all-stars.
Yep.
Kyle Kuzma has never made an all-star team. So he's not even an all-star. He is a good player. Like, he is a good player, and he's proven that. Where that gets tough is when it gets playoff time and you really need tough buckets. I think there's undeniably a higher level trust from me.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And what Chris Middleton can do in that situation. I've seen it. He's proven it. His whole career is based on making tough shots. Kyle Kuzma? Not so much. And that's where I think Kyle's going to do all of the right things right now. I think he's trying to kind of figure out his footing and figure out how it is that he gets involved here. I think you can see the way that he gets on top of the rim. That's a thing that Chris just never did, right? Like Correct. Chris, even when he could move as well as Chris Middleton can move at his peak, he was never getting on top of the rim. Kyle Kuzma can get on top of the rim. That is a thing that is going to be different about those two guys. But at the same time, Chris Middleton was always a spectacular three-point shooter. I don't know if that's going to be the case for Kyle Kuzma. It could be. He, as a number three option, gets better shots. It could be possible, but it's not quite what he's done thus far in his career. So there's a lot that we have to find out. I think the early signs are encouraging about, like, we haven't seen a game where he just comes in and starts chucking 20 shots in a game. That would have been very concerning.
But it could have been feasible without Giannis that he sure. may have come in there and done that. Well, Giannis isn't here. I'm the other guy, so I got to come chuck. But you're right. He hasn't done that, and he could have.
And so to me, that's why it's like I think the early signs are positive. I think they're encouraging for what he can bring to the team. But in the same way that Bucks fans wouldn't necessarily care if Chris Middleton was 7 of 10 for 20 points in a game in early February or January – I can't imagine it's going to mean all that much if Kyle Kuzma does the same thing. Like, all that matters is the end, and that's why these next couple months are going to be really important for him to find his footing, figure out what it is that he needs, and try to get comfortable here in Milwaukee.
Time with Eric Name, Bucks beat writer for The Athletic. Follow him on Twitter at Eric_Name. He's on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you here on The Fan. Kevin Porter Jr., still waiting to see what this looks like. I don't think they trade for him not to put him in the rotation. I think he finds himself into the rotation. Now, whose minutes he ends up taking and stealing here to get into the rotation, that's kind of is what I'm intrigued by as far as who's going to lose minutes because of this.
Yeah, I mean, I think in my head, it's probably Ryan Rollins. I would guess the Ryan Rollins kind of era in Milwaukee. I won't say it's over. Like, he could still be on the team. He could end up being the guy that they use to fill out the roster, right?
Right.
I think they will take a look at bio candidates and see if they can find someone that's more exciting. But if you know anything about the history of bio players, they don't do a whole lot for just about anyone. So we'll see. We'll see if – but I think the person's minutes that he's taking is Ryan Rollins. I think there's – we'll see tonight. I think there's a high probability that Damian Lillard does not play tonight. He played 44 minutes last night. I don't necessarily know that it would make a whole lot of sense to run him out there again tonight in a Giannis-less game against the Golden State Warriors, who have been here since 2 p.m. yesterday. They got here before the game even started last night. So I don't know. That makes a ton of sense to put Dame out there, which means I do think there's a real possibility that we see some Kevin Porter Jr. minutes tonight and start to get a little bit better idea of what he can do. And I think one thing that we've seen throughout this season is every time I ask Doc Rivers about how he feels about Ryan Rollins, he says – pretty much the same thing. He loves how hard Ryan Rollins plays. He loves how good he has been defensively, how disruptive he can be on that end. But he's not a point guard. He literally says he's not a point guard every time I ask about Ryan Rollins. And I think when you get to it, that's why nights like last night happened, where Damian Lillard plays 44 minutes and Ryan Rollins plays 4 minutes and 10 seconds. Like, that's kind of the give and take. If you don't trust your backup point guard and you have the players that you have walking, you just kind of say, all right, We'll either go without a point guard or we're going to stretch Dame out past 40 minutes. And I think that, to me, would be the hope in the final, whatever it ends up being, 25 games once you get back from the All-Star break, like, to get Kevin Porter Jr. to that spot and have him play those minutes. But also, you know, as Doc Rivers told us in Atlanta when we asked about, okay, is Jericho Sims just an emergency big? Is KPJ the backup point guard? Is Kyle Kuzma starting? Is Kyle Kuzma coming off the bench?
Right.
Can you play all those guys together? Doc was like, guys, I don't know. I don't have the answers right now. I have to see it on the floor. And once I see it on the floor, I can give you answers to all these questions that you have. But for now, all I can tell you is what we may think these guys could do, how they might be able to play, and we'll see what happens once they get them on the floor. So I think there, in some regards, there is still a whole lot of wait and see here. And the even better news for Milwaukee Bucks fans who have done this for the last 2 years.
He's smiling ear to ear right now, whatever this is.
You're going to have to wait until Giannis gets back on the floor. You're going to have to figure everything out then, and then you're going to have to hope that in the final 25 games, Giannis is able to stay healthy and stay on the floor the whole time, and you have to hope Damian Lillard is able to stay on the floor the whole time, and you have to hope Kyle Kuzma is able to stay on the floor the whole time, and you have to hope Bobby Porter stays on the floor the whole time, and you have to hope that Brook Lopez stays on the floor the whole time. You just got to go down the line, because as if there's been one thing that has occurred over the last 2 years, it is just guys in and out of the lineup and never really finding that consistency. So once again, Bucks fans will be asked to do the thing that they've been asked to do for the last few years, and that is pray for health and consistency and the same roster to be on the floor each night as the Bucks try to close out this regular season and get ready for the playoffs.
I have one last one. I'm sure you've watched more film on Jericho Sims than I have. I've seen him dunk. Does he do anything else?
I think defensively, you can give him a little bit more credit, but the things that he does well on a basketball court are the things that great athletes can do on the basketball court.
He can run, jump, dunk, block shots, and hopefully rebound.
That is correct.
So he's Larry Sanders, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I was surprised to see how tall he was in person. I thought he was someone that might be listed at 6'10", when in reality he's like 6'8". But meeting him in Atlanta, I think he's a legit 6'10". Like, that, he is a legitimate sized big man in the NBA, and that's encouraging, especially with those athletic tools. I don't know if a rim running big man can actually play with Giannis. We haven't seen it since Miles Plumlee. And I mean, Steve, was I still interning on the show when Miles Plumlee was with the team?
I don't think so.
it was a long, long time ago. I do know that. So it's been a little while since we've seen a rim running big with Giannis. So that'll be an interesting thing to see as Sims gets on the floor.
Follow Eric Name on Twitter, Eric_Name. And of course, Bucks beat writer for The Athletic. One of the main reasons to sign up for The Athletic is to follow Eric Name right there each and every day. Eric, thank you so much, man. I appreciate it.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.